With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. Recently, we invited listeners to send us their favorite hymns and anthems via Facebook, Twitter, and email, and we heard from people all over the country with well over 100 responses, enough for several programs. So on today's program, we'll offer a second installment of listener favorites, including works by Mathias, Beethoven, Lauridsen, Rutter, and others. We'll begin with a beloved hymn setting of Psalm 100, paraphrased by William Keith, complete with brass and percussion fanfares arranged by Ralph Vaughan Williams. All People That on Earth Do Dwell is sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, directed by Christopher Dernley. Christopher Dernley led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in Ray Vaughan Williams' arrangement of All People That on Earth Do Dwell. Barry Rose played the organ, and they were joined by trumpeters of the Royal Military School of Music, Kneller Hall. This selection was requested by Iggy. Our next piece was suggested by Christopher and is a lovely motet on Psalm 145 by composer Jean Berger. The Eyes of All Wait Upon Thee is performed by the chamber choir of the Bucks County Choral Society. Thomas Lloyd directs. The Eyes of All Wait Upon Thee by Jean Berger was performed by the chamber choir of the Bucks County Choral Society, conducted by Thomas Lloyd. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Among the many beautiful settings of the words Ubi Caritas et Amor, a lovely one by Morten Lauridsen was suggested by With Heart and Voice listener Robbie. We'll hear it sung by the choir of Trinity Church in Boston. Brian Jones conducts.
Thank you.
Brian Jones led the choir of Trinity Church Boston in Ubi Caritas by American composer Morten Lauridsen. We shift gears a bit with music of Ludwig van Beethoven next, his stirring chorus from his only oratorio, Christ on the Mount of Olives. We hear the famous Hallelujah performed by the Atlanta Symphony Chorus and Orchestra. Robert Shaw conducts. Beethoven's rousing chorus, Hallelujah, from Christ on the Mount of Olives, was requested by both Jerome and Robbie. We heard it performed by the Atlanta Symphony Chorus and Orchestra, led by Robert Shaw. E'en So, Lord Jesus, Quickly Come is probably the best-known composition of legendary church musician Paul Mons. It's sung by countless parish choirs, especially around the season of Advent, and is beloved by all. We'll hear an exquisite performance of it by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, led by the incomparable Stephen Layton.
Thank you.
With Heart and Voice listener Christopher suggested Paul Monz's lovely motet, E'en So, Lord Jesus, Quickly Come. The choir of Trinity College, Cambridge sang under the direction of Stephen Layton. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. With a 4th century text from the Liturgy of St. James, the mystical hymn, Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence, is most commonly sung to the tune Picardy, an arrangement of a 17th century French melody. Text and tune appeared together in the English hymnal of 1906. Faithful listener Mark suggested this, and we'll hear it sung by the choir of Manchester Cathedral, directed by Christopher Stokes. The hymn, Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence, was sung by the Manchester Cathedral Choir, led by Christopher Stokes. One of the iconic hymns of the English tradition presents William Blake's famous text, And Did Those Feet in Ancient Times, paired with Sir Hubert Parry's stirring tune, Jerusalem. We'll hear it sung by the choir of the University of the South from when they were in residence at Yorkminster some years ago. Robert Delcamp directs. Garrett suggested the hymn Jerusalem as a favorite, and we heard it sung in a live service of evensong by the choir of the University of the South from Sewanee, Tennessee. Robert Delkamp directed. Julian of Norwich was known for her visionary writing, and her simple and reflective text, As Truly as God is Our Father, was wonderfully set by William Mathias for the Friends of St. Paul's Cathedral in 1987. We'll hear the choir of St. Paul's sing under the direction of John Scott. Thanks to Kieran for suggesting it. David suggested the hymn, He Who Would Valiant Be, also known by its original text from the Pilgrim's Progress, which we heard, Who Would True Valor See? The choir of Westminster Abbey sang, directed by Martin Neary. Earlier, we heard William Mathias's anthem, As Truly as God is Our Father, sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, led by John Scott. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the great hymn players of the 20th century was legendary organist Virgil Fox. We'll listen to him play a hymn suggested as a favorite by Jerome, God of Our Fathers, set to the tune National Hymn, composed in 1892 by George Warren. Virgil Fox plays the organ at the Riverside Church in New York. The hymn God of Our Fathers from an archive recording from 60 years ago as played by Virgil Fox at the Riverside Church in New York. Howard Hanson's A Prayer of the Middle Ages was written during the American Bicentennial year and sets a strong text from the 8th century. Hanson's neo-romantic writing was looked down upon by many critics but has an integrity all its own. The Dale Warland singers perform.
Thank you.
A Prayer of the Middle Ages by Howard Hanson was suggested by Christopher as a favorite, and we heard it performed by the Dale Warland Singers. The tune Repton was adapted from Sir Hubert Parry's oratorio Judith and is most often paired with the hymn text Dear Lord and Father of Mankind by John Greenleaf Whittier. Stephanie listed it as a favorite and will hear it as arranged by John Scott and sung by the choir of Bath Abbey. Peter King directs. Peter King led the choir of Bath Abbey in the hymn, Dear Lord and Father of Mankind. The men of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir sing next in the Pilgrim's Chorus from Richard Wagner's opera, Tannhäuser. Mack Wahlberg directs.
My dear.
Thanks to Jerome for suggesting the Pilgrim's Chorus from the opera Tannhäuser by Richard Wagner. The men of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir sang under the direction of Mac Wilberg. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to a second installment of music suggested by you, faithful listeners to the program. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.